Hey, what you up to? Oh, well, I was gonna ask you about something, but then I heard you yelling about something. What's the matter? You look so upset. Are you serious? When did that happen? I'm so sorry. How did she break up with you? Oh my God, really? That sucks. I'm so sorry. Do you wanna go get a drink or something? Get some pizza? Any comfort food you want. I don't know. That's what girls do, when we get broken up with. We like to eat something or drink until, you feel better. Okay, well, we can go out in a little bit. What did I want to talk to you about? On second thought, maybe now isn't the best time for what I wanted to talk to you about. Well, look, I know we've only been rooming together for 6 months, which isn't that short, but it's not long either. Ever since our schedules have kind of become opposing, we haven't seen much of each other. The point is that I kind of have a confession to make. My laptop wouldn't turn on the other day, and I had this huge assignment due. I kind of waited until the last minute, which is my fault. Normally, I would like go over to a friend's house, but it was really, really close to the deadline, so I kind of got on your laptop. I'm so sorry. I didn't think you'd mind considering the circumstances since I borrowed it before, This is where I'm extra sorry because I didn't mean to pry, but you kind of had a folder open. It was a folder of photos, and I guess maybe your girlfriend's pictures, but there were all of her lower legs and her feet. I closed it really fast, but like not before I saw what was in it. And I mean, now that you told me she broke up with you, I guess it doesn't really matter, does it? But yeah, were you doing research or something? I remember you really liked going shoe shopping with her. So I was originally gonna offer and see if you needed help picking out, like, some special shoes or figuring out sizes or. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I am being so nosy. But yeah, now that you guys have broken up, it is, and it never was, any of my business. I am so sorry. I was just curious, and you liked her feet. I guess that makes sense. I mean, I wouldn't have known that, but with the pictures, now I totally get it. Now that I think about it, it is the end of winter, and I guess the past 6 months I've been here, I've always walked around with socks on. Can I just ask one question? What is it like when you have a foot thing? Is it everybody's feet? Or is it, like, just your girlfriend's feet? How does that work? I guess what I'm trying to say is, are you foot fetish monogamous? Or... No, I swear to God, I am not making fun of you. I just really want to understand how this works. Okay, so you can be monogamous, but that doesn't keep you from looking at other people's feet. Oh, I'm just fascinated because I've never... I mean, I don't think I've ever known anybody with any kind of body part, you know, fixation. At least not anybody that I've known about. I mean, I know some guys are boob guys and some guys are ass men and... whatever, but I always thought that the foot thing was kind of like an urban myth, you know? Like a joke. Oh, it's not? Well, okay then. I guess I better be careful when I go to yoga class and, you know, my toes are uncovered. Oh. Really? You think at least one of the guys in class would be a foot guy? Is it that common? That's kind of amazing. So, what is that like? Is it kind of like, if you have a foot thing and someone's got their toes out, is it like they're walking around naked, sort of? Really? God, that must be so hard, especially... Pardon the pun. But it wasn't a pun anyway. But in the summertime, that must be really interesting for you. All those girls walking around in sandals and flip-flops. So what about for you personally? Does it have to be a certain kind of foot, you know, like, do you want them to be perfectly pedicured, or do you prefer a natural look, or do you like, you know, kind of plump toes, girly looking feet, super long toes, like a narrow foot? Oh, all kinds. Oh my God, are you serious? Like, what was another thing I saw on that blog? Like high arches, that sort of thing. Yeah, I looked at a couple of articles and blogs about it because I wanted to know more, but I especially wanted to know more from you, you know? So yes to the high arches, but not necessarily. Okay. Wow. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know what? Your girlfriend just broke up with you and I'm asking the dumbest questions. But hopefully it's taking your mind off things. But I'm not laughing at you. I'm sincerely fascinated. You know, I'm a columnist. I write articles on things, so I tend to ask a lot of questions. Wow, I could definitely ask you so much more about this, but I feel like it's kind of intrusive, so I'll just stop there. After all, I just want to make you feel better. would help take your mind off things if I took off my socks. Are you for real? Isn't that kind of like asking me to take my top off for most people? A little bit. You know what? Okay. I mean, anything to make my roommate feel better, right? All right. I'm really doing this. There's Lefty. And there's Ready. What do you think? Thanks, I just got a pedicure a couple days ago. Because, you know, I can't stand it when I'm in a yoga class and I look down at my feet when I'm in downward dog or whatever and my feet aren't pedicured. No way. Nope, they have to be tip-top all the time. Yeah, so even though my toes are never exposed because it's winter, they have to be sandal ready. Yes, even in January, absolutely. Hmm? Do I mind if you touch them? I mean, normally, no. Well, I shouldn't say normally, because it's not like it's not normal. But usually, no. Like, if my roommate was offering to give me a foot massage, I'd never say no to that. But knowing what it might mean to you, I don't know. Okay. We can say that you're just giving me a foot rub. And we'll just take it at face value. I like foot massages, so. Go for it. That's good. You've got a nice touch. Feels like you've done this before. That's good. Pulling on each toe one at a time. Yes, the arches. That feels really good. You know, I took this class on reflexology a long time ago. Well, I don't remember that much about it. But one thing I do remember is they said how each part of the foot corresponds to a different part of the body. Like, each toe, or each part of the toe even, corresponds to an organ or a certain part of the body, right? And I believe I said the arch corresponds with the spines, you know. So I'm like, sorry, I'm totally babbling. Just totally makes sense. It would feel good when you massage there. Yeah. Yeah. You need to do the other foot now, so I feel even. There we go. You have such nice hands. Just a nice firm touch. That's soft. Honestly, I hate soft massages. But I don't like it too hard either. You want me to keep my feet in your lap? Oh my goodness. Not to embarrass you, but I'm pretty sure you're getting a hard-on. Oh my god. I feel like... I mean... I don't mean to turn you on, but I guess this is turning you on. So that's kind of turning me on. If that makes sense. I swear I was sincerely only going to ask you about your computer today. You're really rubbing the balls of my feet over your crotch. Why is that so hot? I'm not gonna tell you how turned on I'm getting on. I'm getting right now. Besides, you're probably on the rebound. Like a foot rebound or something. I don't mind that. It's kind of fun in a way. Are you literally gonna suck on my toes now? That kind of tickles. But for some reason, it feels good. You want me to crimp my toes over your bulge? So I just scrunch my toes like this? I hope you don't mind me saying, but I can kind of see some pre-cum on your underwear there. Hey. Do you mind if I do something I think you'll like? Or do you want to tell me what to do? Well, why don't I try and then you tell me what to do? So, I'll just wrap one foot around your balls here, on top of your underwear. So your balls can snuggle into my arches. And with my other foot. I know, toes are kind of like fingers, aren't they? My yoga teacher friend. She told me once, I have the kind of toes you want to talk to. I thought that was such a funny thing to say at the time, but they are pretty perky, aren't they? Do you like that? I'm really dexterous with my toes, too. See? Spreading them like fingers and stroking the top of your briefs. Does that feel good? Is this what they call a foot job? Well, I guess it'd be like a dry foot job, right? Dry foot humping. Ooh, my gosh. I can tell by the look on your face how much you're enjoying it. Well, I don't know if I have a foot thing, but I'm definitely enjoying watching you. And I'm enjoying this feeling, this texture on my soles. I've never done this before. I mean, it's very nice. It's like warm and cushiony and firm at the same time. And it's got all these different textures. I think I like it. Yes. Pull your underwear down. It'll be fun. Ooh, very nice. Do you like that? That skin-to-skin contact? Can you actually come like this? Really? That's wild. Do you want me to just keep doing this, or do you want to take over? Just keep doing what I'm doing? Okay. Here, let me switch feet because I need to work out different muscles in my legs. Stay symmetrical, you know? But your cock is so hard from this. I'm gonna put my feet around your cock, okay? Wait. Do you think it'd be a good idea if I put some lotion on my feet? Yeah. My bag's right here. Do you want me to get some? Here you go. You want to put it on? Okay. Here you go. Fuck. Yeah. You can slather it on. That feels so good. Here. I'm just gonna hold my feet still, okay? You do what you gotta do, okay? I love that. You taking my feet in your hands and then just sliding my feet up and down? Shit, that's fucking hot. Just trying to be a good roommate. Give you a little therapy. All about you today, okay? Some breakup comfort, right? That's so hot. There's so much pre-cum coming out of your cock. No, I don't mind you dripping on me. It's totally fine. Yes. You can take as long as you want. I don't mind. I mean, who knows if we'll do this again? So make the most of it, okay? What? No, we can't make a habit out of this. So just enjoy the feeling of my feet around your cock right now. Fuck, you look so fucking hot. You can come on my feet. Absolutely. Absolutely. Come on, don't you want to come all over these cute little feet? Huh? Come on. Don't you want to cover them with your hot sticky cum? Fuck. God, that is fucking sexy. Come between my toes, come on. Fuck. Oh my God. I have never ever done anything like that before in my entire life. Yes. I keep sliding my feet up and down. What now? I don't know. I guess you gotta find something to clean my feet off now. Your shirt! You're such a gentleman. Thank you. Looks pretty good. I'll probably go rinse off. Or not. All right. Let's go get that drink.